Are we doing this on the regular now or what? Like,
I don't know. I
is
think
it
we just made
official?
the audience uncomfortable with that silence.
Oh.
I think they were wondering, is Cecile gonna edit that out? Hell no, I'm not gonna edit this out. You know how this show works, you bastards. I don't edit shit out, I give it all
Oh,
in.
man, man. بس هي يعني to give credits when credit is due. اعتقد انه الكواليتي حقنا اوفرول از انكريسينج. اوكي يعني we were clipping a bit last episode but overall يعني it was better
شوف،
and
ما في شيء يضحك في الحياة أكثر من إنه واحد يبدأ بودكاست بمايك شيك 1 2 and he's clipping. That is comedy. That's funny, people.
That
I
is
feel like
gold.
you guys, instead of complaining about, you know, how it's clipping, I feel like you should appreciate the irony.
Man,
I am
man.
wearing sunglasses in my own apartment right now. And
You're
I
one of those
am
people?
dipping the fries into the McDonald's ranch sauce and I am putting it in my mouth. That's
أصيل.
called quality.
إذا قلبت بطنك اليوم تعرف إني جعان.
والله يا واد، انا من الصباح يعني قاعد اجري up and
It's
down Hollywood Boulevard trying to
I'm
get like dirty shots and like trying to get like this B-roll for a documentary that I'm working on, and I'm like, I'm so stressed that I went to McDonald's after I was done. I was like, I'll have the burger and a 20-piece McNuggets and two fries. And then the girl behind the counter had the audacity to go, would you like any drinks with that? Like, did he just ask me that? Of course I'd like some drink with that.
Large, please.
Yeah, that's the seal you're getting right now. Sunglasses indoors with 20-piece McNuggets on his stomach.
Damn,
with a
that's
microphone
that's
pointed at him.
Hey, just so you know, man, it be like that sometimes. Don't feel bad about it.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I feel pretty good about it.
Oh, okay.
I'm like,
It's
I should have ordered three McNuggets. I don't know what you're talking about.
okay. First things first. I don't know, and I don't think you know if this is actually a thing, but for now, apparently we're doing this weekly, so that's a good thing, okay?
Okay. Well, what are
Second
we doing weekly?
Weekly donut?
Oh.
Nah, not at this show.
Lightning.
إذا كان واحد مننا فاضي كان بيحط هذه في البوست production, but no one is, so enjoys Asil's sound effects. Anyways, I feel like we're still learning how to do this, and that's good. And we like one of the things that we started this podcast with, which I don't think we're gonna be doing for a while, but you know, because we're just sitting foot. Yeah, I know. How are we gonna do this? I feel like we need to better capture topics that we're going to discuss, because we come up with a shitload of things to talk about, you know, and some of them are like, if you don't talk about them that specific week, they're irrelevant, خلاص.
Yeah,
all news, you know.
Yeah,
so, and like, it's a good thing that even when we end the show, we still have more topics that we haven't covered. I feel like,
yeah.
I don't know,
like one day we're going to talk about the AirPods, one day.
Yeah,
like
by
maybe
the way,
this episode, but we'll see.
Yeah, because you were leaking last episode, and I know that you had the AirPods, and you had them at full volume.
Yes, and now I have the Bose Quiet Comfort Zone.
Ooh,
yeah,
okay,
I reverted.
That's an upgrade.
But
okay.
let's leave it to the discussion when we have it this episode, or you know, some other time we can have this recurring bit.
Okay. I had something. I had something that I wanted to talk about.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
No, I had something. Hold on.
Or do you want to play the voicemail while you remember?
Oh, yeah. So you sent me that shit. I knew that there is something that we needed to do early on in the episode.
I feel like, because when you started talking, I was like, this is a really long preface.
No, I completely forgot about that. I just forgot about it. Okay, hold on. خلينا نعلي الصوت. Because we're not editing this.
Yeah,
I'm just playing this shit from my
phone.
بس
أنا مبسوط إنه الناس بيرسلونا voice mails. You know, بعض الناس بيقولون سيد ماني ملاقي الرقم على صفحة التويتر حقكم, لكن I don't know what you're talking about. أنا حطيته بنفسي. الرقم موجود على صفحة تويتر. Like if you go there, it's gonna be there.
It's gonna be there. You have to double like, check.
يعني okay. إيش يعني من وين حنجيب الكلام هذا؟ إذا الرقم مو على تويتر.
اسمع.
فكروا شوي.
أصيل إذا اللي قدامك سعودي لا تقول له من وين نجيب ولا وين نحط.
أحا. يا لا فاهمك.
Because I was about to say it, but as you speak, respectful like, for the audience.
لما واحد يقول لك. دامك تسوي يا مصحابي كان يسوي فيه مشكلة يقول شايف شايف البرج اللي هناك وأنا زي العمارة أقول أيوه
المشكلة شوف it's funny especially when it happens and the other person doesn't see it coming that's when it's funny that's when it's like that's when it's the funniest خلاص
yeah that happened to me all the time and I was just too foolish to like go like oh
every time huh
every time I would be like yeah ايش ايش ولا الخبر هناك ايش في ايش مشكلته
and they just hit you with it
yeah and you're like oh I should have known
I should have seen that one coming anyways here is the voice what is it voicemail what's ايش يقولوا له بالعربي
بريد صوتي
اوكي اوكي
حمام زاجل
انا اسمي عبد الله عمري 9 سنين واحب العب فورتنايت لكن احب دائما اسمع البودكاست حقكم كل يوم جمعه لما نسرق سياره ابوي عشان ابوي ما يداوم يوم الجمعه فيكون نايم طول اليوم فتكون فرصه ممتازه اني اخرج انا مع اخوي ونسرق سياره عشان نروح على كورنيش في جده ونشتري ايس كريم من ذاك المحل اللي كل الناس في جده تعرفه لكن ما للاسف لما نخرج معاه ما اقدر اشغل البودكاست حقكم لان محتواكم جدا الفاضي فيه غير مناسبة وهو أصغر مني بسنتين فصعب إني أشغل هذا نوع المحتوى واحد عمره 7 سنين معي في السيارة يا ليت لو أنكم تخففون شوي هذا النوع من الكلام لكن بودكاستكم جميل فيصل يا ليت أن أسمعك تتكلم أكثر لأنه صيل أحيانا يخوف نحس إنه ما هو متزن لكن أنت محتوى كان التقية ممتاز هذا اللي عندي السلام عليكم
man like I laughed so freaking hard when I listened to this the first time like I almost
لا أول ما وصلتنا الرسالة هذه أنا ما قدرت أتحمل ورسلت لك فيها على طول and I was like oh my god
yeah
like واحد عمره 9 سنين
Yeah.
يعني عشان أول حاجة عشان الناس يفهموا قديش الصغار نضجوا عندنا في السعودية ما شاء الله عليهم
واحد
9 سنين
That's a huge issue man
بالضبط ما يبغى أخوه أصغر منه بسنتين يسمع لك يعني تحية مفروض نعطيه مفروض صفق له هذا
وإيش قال عبد الله
بغض النظر هم سارقين عبد الله شكرا عبد الله
أوه دحين عبد الله و
هي هو شلوت بي نيم نسميه فولدمورت
No, the three اللي يسمعونه ايش ايش اسمه؟
ايوه ايوه I know that أسيل هذه ما حننساها
أسيل يا
مدحت او عباس
مدحت مدحت no, but,
no, عباس احمد محمد
what's it
احمد مدحت مدحت واسيل
اوكي اوكي
يا يبين لكم يا جماعه النضوج اللي يمر فيه المجتمع حاليا وكيف ان واحد يعني بغض النظر سارق سياره ابوه ولا لا you know, هذا هذا هذه نقاش فلسفي الحلقة ثانيه لديوان اخر you know. لكن
طبق سم عربي ان هير مان
نعم اني اتحدث العربيه بمترجم فارس او الوافي الذهبي ولا ما ادري شو
No, I don't freaking get that, man.
Yeah. That was an oldie for all you.
You had to install that shit. ما تفتح تاب جديد في كروم. لا, you had to install it.
عليك لازم الوافي ذهبي. ما نلعبينه يا أبوي. إيش
بقى
كده؟
من نترجم.
ميو.
It's still. I think. Hold on. Let me look. Okay, go ahead.
يبغاك تتكلم عن التقنية. الناس يبغون تتكلم عن التقنية.
Oh, well, like, you know what? You know, also, I was thinking about this because you made me too conscious about what we're doing here. When I realized that you categorize this podcast as comedy, man. Isn't this is what we're doing, comedy?
I don't know. I think it's a podcast. You don't have to think about it, really.
Yeah, like
you don't really have to think about it. But like, yeah, I'm just gonna joke around, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, don't think about it as comedy. Think about it like just lighthearted, having fun. You know.
Okay. Let me get into. Okay. المحلل التقني is step again. الوافد الذهبي is definitely still a thing, but the last time it was updated was in. July 2013.
Oh, damn. We need to start a Patreon for our wife of Dhabi. Like, for real. I'm doing them graphic. Like, كل واحد في السعودية يستخدم برنامج هذا يدين للبرنامج هذا, okay? لازم كلنا نقط, عارف؟ لو الوافد الذهبي فتح Patreon ولا Indiegogo, غصب عنكم تقطوا, فاهمين؟ هذا زي ويكيبيديا حقنا, فاهمين؟ غصب عنكم تقطوا. يطلع لك الوافي, ايش اسمه, ما ادري ايش اسمه اللي سوى البرنامج, خلينا نسميه وافي رقم واحد. وافي رقم واحد يطلع يقول نحتاج دونيشن وما ادري ايش, وغصب عنكم تسوي دونيشن, اوكي؟ بس هذا تهديد وعيد بالنسبه للموضوع التقني.
Let me read you some of the comments from the download page. تقييم وآراء الزوار.
Yes. Like
okay. Well, the first comment, although we cannot speak purely Arabic or purely English, but the freaking spelling is fucked up. I'ma just say that right away. البرنامج حلو مرة. Yeah. أشكر الذي جاهدوا بتحميل هذا البرنامج لكن حط ألف. لكنه في تحميل يبدو بطيء جدا, لذا كتبت جيد جدا تحية.
والله الادمي كتب الريفيو بذمة يا شيخ. الادمي كتب الريفيو بذمة, واضح انه يحتاج المترجم
جدا.
واضح انه يحتاج المترجم.
يا نو يو نو وات ATA Software Technologies هم المطورين حقين الوافد الذهبي. Come and sponsor this show. I would sponsor that, the shit out of that.
Yeah.
I'd make it my every day, everything, every, I don't know. Like, I would have it a header on Twitter.
Yeah, فكر فيها. Like, برنامجها ايش يقولوا له بالعربي؟ Like, هذا انا وانت دحين, انا وانت فيصل, اوكي؟ انا وانت فيصل جالسين في مكتب الوافي, اوكي؟ المكتب الوافي المحدود. المحدودة. برامج الوافي المحدودة. ونحن قاعدين قدام وافي رقم واحد, وافي رقم اثنين, وافي رقم ثلاثة, اوكي؟ كلهم لابسين نفس الملابس, شيء مرة غريب, لكن على كل واحد حاطين زي, عارف زي thing one و thing two في دكتور سوس.
كان ذهات
زي كذا. وافي واحد, وافي اثنين, وافي ثلاثة, اوكي؟ كلهم جالسين قاعدين يطالعوا فينا.
فريكين ميرتش, مان, فريكين ميرتش.
بالضبط. وانا وانت لابسين التيشيرتات حقت ايش يقولوا له بالعربي, طيب, وحاطين عليها pins كاننا نشتغل في اربيز, وكاننا عارف قاعدين يطالعوا فينا.
اي اصلا no one would know what arby's is, but go ahead, but us, okay.
انا اسف على هذا الرفرنس يا اصدقائي.
مطعم في امريكا, go ahead.
بس يلبسوا بينز ومدري ايش حركات. الفكره اللي هو قاعدين يطالعوا فينا وفاتحين الوافي, البرنامج الوافي رقم صفر, اوكي, اللي هو العقل المدبر, زي هذاك اللي في تين ميوتنت نينجا تيرتلز, سلاح في النينجا اللي في بطنه فيه دماغ زي كده. واحد جالس زي كده وفي بطنه, بالضبط, في بطنه في الوافي رقم صفر. طيب الوافي رقم صفر كده قاعد في زي الروبوت وكده قاعد يطالع فينا ويقول انا اتحدث العربية, يمكنكم التحدث مع وافي رقم واحد ورقم اثنين الان. وبدأنا انا وانت نشغل عرض باوربوينت, اوكي, نقول لهم عندي بودكاست اسمه ايش يقولوا له بالعربي, ها, فهمتوا ايش يقولوا له بالعربي, ها. بعدين كلهم ساكتين واحنا قاعدين نطالع.
رائع, اعطونا خمسة مساحات اعلانية على منتداكم.
ونحن نقول ما عندنا المنتدى.
ماذا؟
بعدين نكتشف ان الروبوت هذا ما خرج من 2013, ما خرج من الغرفة. حابسينه بالغرفة.
You really thought about that in a span of 90 seconds.
Even no, I improvised. I literally just improvised whatever was in my head. And I was like, I need to get out of this joke.
That was extremely detailed.
اقلاع سوفت. هل تتذكرون الموقع هذا؟ كان موقعا جميلا.
ما you know what you should where you should work.
What?
الجزيرة. Ooh, triggered. Everyone is triggered now.
No, dude, like, I actually fantasized about this. I was like, you know, I don't
want to
make
say
it
that,
big.
Man.
Qatar. No, I mean, like, in a news channel.
Qatar, oh, yeah, okay, like, yeah.
إنهم يحفرون خندق بجانبنا.
Okay, that's gonna get cut out.
Oh, shit. This is our downfall, man. It's gonna be one of these jokes.
I'm gonna cut that joke out. Don't worry, I'm gonna cut that one out. Okay.
Nah, keep it in, Matt. Keep it. I don't care, man.
Okay, I'll keep it. I don't care. We'll see.
Yeah.
But my dream is, like, to show up on, like, a TV channel, and they're gonna, like, try to, like, you know, like, it's not gonna happen, but if... Like, and they're going to start interviewing me, and then I'm going to just go to, like, 1940s. Like, well, see, the way I made my movies, that back in the day when we used to shoot on 35mm, it was such a glorious, you know, time of filmmaking. I'm just, like, do voices the entire time. Because yeah. I can't imagine just somebody doing an interview with me. Like, that is just, like, weird. I was like, why do you want to interview me?
Yeah.
I don't know. But you were saying, على المنتديات وزي كده.
No, not really that. We're way past that, man. That's خلاص. We've had we've talked
really
about
don't
want
to talk about your top five Muntadayat of like the 2000s.
Oh yeah, man, let's do that. No, let's
this
talk
is a
about
tech discussion.
Yeah. Let's talk about Muntadayat. What were some of the? You know what? Let's fucking keep it real in Arabic, my man. Is Muntadayat اللي كنت تستخدمها? But I don't know. Like jokes don't kick in. I don't know.
I know. أنا عارف شو أقول لك. شوف. كان في منتدى زمان اسمه جدة بويز. طيب ما أدري إذا المنتدى هذا اللي موجود الآن ولا إيش قصته.
Freaking إجازي. You know what? I got you, boy. I'ma look it up right now.
People seem to forget إني أنا تربيت في السعودية lately. Like إني متربي في جدة. Like people seem to forget that, but like جدة بويز كان منتدى خطير.
Definitely, I think jeddaboys.com. Yeah. حاطين حساب سناب شات coming soon. What the fuck? المنتدى حول سناب شات ولا
المنتدى حول سناب شات يا الله المنتدى هذا كان it was cool because then كان في كان في تالنت مره كثير في الموقع اوكي كان في واحد اسمه عمر غامدي اتوقع ما ادري ما اتوقع عمر غامدي شيء ثاني بس غامدي كان وكان يصور صور مره خطيره للكستمايزد كارز وزي كذا لكن انا ما كنت part of that scene اللي هو حق تعديل السيارات اكثر من كنت في السين حق المودلز اوكي
يلا
كان في سكشن لمجسمات السيارات وكان في ناس يروحوا لمحل في انتنسو اوكي انتنسو اللي في الصيرفي كان في محل ناس ايش اسمه اتوقع جد ماني فاكر كان يبيع موديل سيارات اوكي واللي تروح تزارات تشتري موديل السيارات الصغيره هذه كنا نفككها
اوكي هو ذا ون يو بوت توجذر اللي تركبها انت بنفسك وتصبغها وكذا
لا ولا جاهزه اوريدي ذير اوكي فكنا نركب كنا نشيلها نفكك الابواب نفكر المسامير حق الابواب زي كذا كنا نقص مثلا لما تفتح الباب حق السياره الصغيره هذه لما تخلع الباب في زي المسامير كمان وفي زي الهنج هذا تقدر تجي يعني بمنشار ولا شيء تكسره بعدين تروح الصيدليه اوكي هذه من الاشياء اللي تعلمتها من المنتدى تروح الصيدليه اوكي وتروح تطلب سيرنجز تطلب ابر
اوكي
تاخذ الابر هذه تلصقها في الهنج حق الباب وتخلي باب السياره بدل ما يفتح بالطريقه العاديه يفتح كانه لامبورجيني like I'm talking Lambo doors you know what I'm talking about like
that
that's
intense.
The type of crazy shit that I used to do like in my spare time just going on that website because there was a lot of people that used to like put LEDs at the front where the lights were there was a lot of people that installed like neon lighting like down there's people that installed like I don't remember, but there was a lot of like crazy, fun times. So how did like come into the like I used to love and can be like it's a wealth of talent. What's going on? أول ما دخلت المنتدى هذا like that's just so funny that I'm remembering this right now. But so أول مقالة كتبتها and I'm gonna find that one and just delete it as soon as possible. Because أول مقالة كتبتها اتفرجت فيلم اسمه An Environmental Truth. اللي presidential candidate كان مترشح مع جورج دبليو بوش لكنه خسر آل جور اوكي خسر ضد جورج دبليو بوش لانه صار في ريكاونت صار في حاجات غبيه ما راح ادخل في التفاصيل لكنه كان مره environmentally cautious اوكي كان مره واعي بالتغيرات اللي هي حقت الاحتباس الحراري والحاجات هذه فلما شفت الفيلم هذا تاثرت مره وكتبت مقاله عن الفيلم وعن الاحتباس الحراري وحطيتها في كان اول حاجه كتبتها So yeah, that's a quick little story. But like, في منتديات تانية مرة كتير كنت active فيها كنت إما lurking أو إني أكتب فيها أو إني أسوي حاجة كذا.
Okay, so أصيل, long story short, you're always a nerd. It's not
something new. Oh no, yeah. مو بس كده, like يعني لما نتكلم عن موضوع تأجيل السيارات, كنت مو بس أقرأ المنتدى هذا, كنت أدخل وأروح ألاقي على المواقع حق الأجانب, لأنه like back then it used to be a big deal if you like break out of your like the space that you're in and you go find stuff in other like references, you know. So yeah. كنت أروح أدور على ناس برا المنتدى هذا وأدور على ناس في like مواقع جميلة اللي تسوي نفس الحركات هذه, and I was like, oh yeah, and I would just pick up all the different like modeling stuff or whatever. Yeah, it was a good time. Yeah. It was a good time.
How old were you then?
I don't know, dude. It was such a like. I took an equivalent to middle.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. But the same time I started using the internet.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I used to be like really into that, because I used to like love making stuff, I guess.
Still do. Okay. I mean, that's really interesting. Now I cannot freaking top that, but okay, thank you for letting me go next. Damn,
I'll you're boring.
You know what? You know what
kind of? I'm the Arab otaku. Like I still don't know the story behind that. Like,
oh, the story behind that. Okay, but that wasn't really for
a Muntada story.
It wasn't a Muntada. It was mainly a blog, Mudawana. So how? Okay, I'm a. Okay, let's start there. Oh, you know what? Let's just stop before then. Okay. My Muntada story. So, you know, يمكن صف سادس أو متوسط استخدم الإنترنت, بس ما كنت أعرفه. وتعرف الوقت هذاك الكل بس على المنتديات. ما في حاجة ثانية. يعني the social network was يعني getting popular. YouTube كذلك. بس it still was not a thing. Like when I used to go to يعني on YouTube, ما كان أحد يستخدم. Anyways.
You could stop using the internet back then.
Exactly.
You could stop.
Yeah, just like you would use it one or twice a day, and that like for like 50 minutes or whatever. Anyways, as you can as you would expect, المنتديات اللي كنت أدخل عليها منتديات أنمي.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, it was mixed for me. اسمي في يعني حاجة تفشل, لكن you know what, I'm gonna just put it out there. Ooh. ذيبان.
What
الذيبان, مدري ذيبان حاجة كذا.
اي اسمي انا كان اصلون
yeah. اصلون انا ملعون. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you look up like ذيبان على مكسات, I'm sure you'll find it and other like anime forums there. But I was mainly on like forums that like me and my friends managed. There was a time that من الله ناسي اسمه المشكلة, وكنا أنا وأصحابي كذا ماسكين منتدى وكانوا وتظبيط وما أدري إيش. أيوة, هو يضبط الهيدر وما أدري إيه وسوج سؤال وجواب. قلت له اسمع, هذه علي أنا مضبطها وما أدري إيه, وندخل ونشوف أعضاء ونشوف أعلى وقت دخل. المهم زي كذا. بعدين كان في منتدى ثاني. That's so freaking messed up, man. It was me and خالاتي.
Oh, nice, dude.
Man, nice. We were using that shit 24/7. It was me, my mom.
That sounds lit, dude.
Yeah, خالاتي, وبعدين خالات أمي. يعني أمي.
That sounds fucking cool.
Yeah, because جدتي كانت أكبر أخواتها, فخالاتها تربت معاهم لأنهم قدها. فهم خالات أمي, بس أقول لهم خالاتي يعني. بس خالاتي my actual aunts وخالات خالة أمي.
So y'all just had the Snapchat/WhatsApp group early on.
You damn right, man. And we just cool. would open up discussions, and would just like you'd see the entire family just commenting. Obviously, like there were some of my cousins there. But I was the one active then, you know. The other ones weren't as active on the internet, because I think this was like when internet was still like not a thing in Saudi. I don't know what year it was, but
like back then, if you had a website, it was a big deal. Like I remember having like كان عندي منتدى برضو, and we had like a similar concept to it, where it's like many fucking issues more. I can like the whole point was like it would be really cool if we did. منتدى, لكن الفكرة وراء إنه like it's like It's like MTV Unplugged, where you just sit down and you hear someone talk. And it was before podcasting was a thing. So, like, I wanted to do this reporting style forum, but it didn't work at the time. But, like, I mean, look at the craziness of, like, how time passed. It's like, now we have podcasts and we have, like, that format. And not only that, but, like, I'm working in documentaries, too. So, I was like, holy shit. Like, you don't, like, that really brought me back to when you said, like, having a forum. I was like, oh my god, I didn't, like, I remember when I saw it in the Mutawasita, I was like, this is cool, I don't know if it's gonna work.
It's no, like, you knew it's never gonna work. That's the thing. I knew, like, deep down that it just, you were trying to get a piece of a pie that just everyone was trying to get some, you know?
Yeah.
And there was no way for discoverability. Mm-hmm. So to speak, you know, other than word of mouth, that was the only way for you to know about a specific muntada or a forum or whatever.
True.
You know, and that, I don't know, like, does that...
It wasn't an area for originality, you know? Like, I like what you did with it, because at the end of the day, what you did is like, hey, I'm going to make like the group chat. Before the group chat, right?
Yeah.
But, like, it wasn't a forum. It wasn't like a
space. No, there were other people. Like, don't get me wrong, but it was mainly us.
Yeah. But, like, that was this function, right? But, like, with forums, because of, like, people copying stuff and just jumping off from forum to forum and copying and ripping off. Like, a موضوع المنقول فاكر
لما نقفل. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to cut you off real quick.
Go ahead.
I just remembered my name on that forum. ممتدى باك اللي مع خالاتي. كيلوا. مالك الناس. And that would just, that used to throw all my خالاتي off, like, so bad. Like, كيلوة, كيلو بترا, كيلو برتقال, like, all that shit. I used to get it all the time.
You remind me of, like, my other name, like, when I progressed from modifying cars to modifying video games in Grand Theft Auto mods or whatever, my name used to be A9.loan.
A9?
I thought it was so cool, dude. I was like, yeah, my name is A9. What's up? Like, I was probably 7.
Get
so
on my
like,
level.
I'm pretty cool. Here's the gunshot. Boom, boom. My name is A9. I'm a rapper. Nice to meet you.
Like, you know, and I thought I was a thug because I was part of, like, an online gang that used to, like, modify, like, Grand Theft Auto cars called Unit X or X Unit. I don't remember. But, like, oh, that was just the dirty, dirty age of online, honestly. Like,
yeah,
that was the new frontier. Man, this conversation is bringing us back to that.
Yeah, like
Stone Age of the internet.
Yeah. Now I'm just remembering all that time, like the time I used to spend. What did I used to do? The whole internet was still a very
innocent
foreign concept.
And like, it was very innocent.
It was innocent, but there was still like. There was something else to it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Maho, you didn't know what it was. It wasn't defined, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because the people that you know are in the same forums that you're on, usually.
Yeah.
Right? So it was real. It was, like, it was this thing that we kind of all get. Like, we haven't even got started about, like, instant messaging yet. But, like, it was still very real. Like, I remember in high school, me, Garo, and a bunch of our friends used to raid this Real Madrid forum. And we used to just spam them with, like, crazy comments and, like, just make fun of them. Because, like, that felt like you're together, like, sabotaging or, like, making something. It was special. You know, now with social media, like, I feel like the evolution of, like, forums to social media, like, with Twitter or Snapchat, it's more individual-based. It's more individual oriented, and I don't know, just that's my thought right now.
Yeah, it feels like much of what we live in now is set in stone. Maybe it was the same like back then, and okay, well, I have these muntadayat, the ones that I check, but you know, you always go, I don't know, like, I feel back then I always tried to look for new content even within منتديات or look for other منتديات. Keeping in mind, like, back then, forums had everything you could think of. Like, تلاقي المنتدى مثلا حق انمي تلاقي فيه مواضيع اسلامية, تلاقي فيه مواضيع افلام, تلاقي فيه كورة, تلاقي فيه كل حاجة.
Yeah. It's almost like they didn't want you to log out. But like that didn't work because you know what you're here for, and you know بعض المنتديات تعرف وش what's popping.
Exactly. Yeah. But they start. It tried to get into like all these other topics, fields that most of the readerships, well, readers, I mean, forum goers, I don't know, are not into. So it just like you'd see. And you would kind of see, like, oh, the last post was, like, in a day or two. And, like, yeah, that shit is, like, whack. No one's writing anything in here. Anyways.
Yeah. Sorry, you cut off there.
I didn't hear you, so I thought so. Oh, that's cool.
But, like, what I was thinking, like, just a second ago is that it's very interesting how some of the forums that kind of had their shit together used to have, like, a greeting area for new accounts or whatever, and like they used to have like some semblance of a community, you know, that felt modular in a way. But you knew what each forum was popping. Like Iqlaa Soft, I think, was about the video games and about the software or whatever. So you know it was a tech thing. And then there was Iqlaa, which is like where I used to do most of my Grand Theft Auto stuff. And there was Muntada Muntada. That was popping.
Like,
they had their shit together.
Damn.
But yeah, then instant messaging happened, and it kind of like...
Nah. It happened before that.
Yeah, yes, but like, it did pull a lot of people out of it, out of that loop. It felt like, you know, and Muntada was like our face right now, like Muntadas are like Facebook compared to the Twitter of instant messaging. You know what I'm talking about? Where like you're not going to necessarily check Facebook all the time. Mm-hmm. But like it's there, you know? But instant messaging is this new cool thing where you have status updates. And like when you're at Facebook or on Muntada, you have your Twitter /AM handle there. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Let me tell you about the time واحدة من خالاتي tried to convince me that she's a girl and she's in love with me.
Oh, they all do that, don't they? They all like they're trying to like, you know, because you grow up young and they're like, don't be interested in women. Don't you dare. This is not wholesome behavior. And then you get to 20 something, they're like, Why aren't you speaking with women?
Yeah.
Is this what you want to do with your life? Play video games and talk about anime?
Well,
grow up, son.
Kinda.
that's the man experience that no one wants to fucking talk about in this country. Hey.
And if she ain't into that shit, nah, thank you. Pass.
I know.
Pass.
You don't fuck around here.
Okay, so do you want to hear the story or not?
I want to hear your story. Definitely.
It's fun. Okay. So I don't know. It's part of it.
I feel like you definitely dug yourself into a deep hole there. Like I want to hear the story, but I'm not sure you want to tell the story.
I'm having my doubts right now.
I know, dude. Like I feel like you were looking over your shoulder. You're like, what a pickle. What have I done?
Yeah.
And I'm like Mr. Burns. I'm like, excellent, keep going.
Man, fuck it. I'm gonna tell you. Okay, it's not juicy or anything, but it's just so stupid. Okay, so
That is all. Yeah, come on, hold on.
كان يا مكان في قديم الزمان ولا يحل الكلام إلا بذكري عليه في الصلاة وتم السنة. I don't know if he said that wrong, right or wrong, but never mind. Okay. كان في واحد اسمه فيصل. Yeah, you do that. Okay, you do that. Oh, I just. I just watched Shrek like last week, and like I love that movie so much, like just so much. It they didn't give a fuck about anything. They just, you know what? We have a joke. We're gonna force it in there, and you're gonna laugh. It's that good. I was watching it with my siblings. Mm-hmm. Okay, and like some of the jokes they just didn't get or flew over their heads or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm just laughing my ass off. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I gotta show you some of the Monty Python movies, dude. You'll love those.
Oh my god.
Mel Brooks movies. Mel Brooks can make movies, dude.
Monty Python, I've heard about that, and one of my friends showed me a scene where there's a king that came in. Not a king, like,
oh yeah, with the coconut?
Horse. Yes, that scene. Oh. Yeah.
That's Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Honestly, that's like my second favorite Monty Python movie. My number one is The Life of Brian, and it's the story of like Jesus, but it's not about Jesus. It's about this guy named Brian that lived next door.
Oh, okay.
It is hysterical, and it ends with a song that will make you so depressed. I watched that song and I was like, oh my god, this song is cheerful, but the context is just so sad. It's you'll love it.
Which one?
It's called The Life of Brian. And it's this typical story that you always see with a lot of old Hollywood movies, where it's like the Ten Commandments or like the Sword and Sandals movie, which is a genre that originated from Italian film, right? Yeah. That's pretty much like influenced people like Cecil DeMille, who made like the Ten Commandments and all these Bible, like a lot of Bible movies. And it's a parody of that. And instead of making it about something in the Bible, they made it about like this guy that lived next door.
Oh, okay.
It's very good. It's very good. I'm only explaining this because I don't want people to feel like, oh, you're just making fun of a secret topic. I'm like, no, it's a joke on cinema.
Okay. Yeah. That was definitely necessary. Thank you for the clarification, Asil.
Yeah.
Anyway, شفت كيف شرطت من القصة.
Yeah. I know. It's up. You want to tell the story? Should I bring back the sound effects? It's up to you.
Okay. كان في واحد اسمه فارس يستخدم ويندوز لايف ماسنجر. Okay. عادة. بعدين يوم من الأيام خالته قاعدة تكلم عليه. اوكي. بعدين جاته اضافه غريبه.
دم دم دم.
كسبها. اوه شيت. اوه تو سي اكسبتد ات. اوه ماي جاد. قبلها واكسبتد ات. اوه ماي جاد. ابيسود تايم.
We need a soundboard
for this podcast. Yeah, we do. Oh my god. We definitely do. Damn, what was that? I feel so embarrassed, man. Accepted it and gibilha. Oh my god. Okay.
That's gonna be the title.
Okay, shit. Damn, I never thought it was me, but okay.
Finally, your title.
Okay. Gibilha. Gibilha. كان اسم بنت. Okay. And you know your boy. I mean, I wasn't horny or anything, but you know, I was still like a...
You're trying to see what's out there, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I was like a 13-year-old kid, just figuring out what the fuck is going on. 13-year-old
kid with your toe in the pond.
Exactly. Okay. واسمها اسم بنت. المهم ضافتني وخالتي قاعدة تكلمني. والمهم قعدنا نسولف مدري. قلنا عاية مدري. تقول انت ايش اسمك مدري ايش اسمها والله حتى تزيد ايش كان اسمها. المهم وقاعد تحكي لي قصتها.
typical man move. typical man.
المهم قاعد تحكي لي قصتها مدري ايش وانا في الرياض. اوكي. وتقول لي انا عايشه في الرياض. انت وين؟ اقول في الرياض. تقول لي اوه انا عايشه في الرياض كمان.
اوه انا غالي اطلع التيكت اللي عندي هنا وافتحهم عشان القصة
بدأت تتحرك. يا بدأ الناريات بدأت الأحداث النارية تدخل. المهم وهي تكلمني وخالتها تكلم وهي تكلم وخالتها تكلم. المهم الوضع حمي يا ولد وصارت في سوالف وكذا. أيوة. وقع ورحت مسوي ذكي رحت صرفت خالتي أقول لها بمشي. أقول لها انا بسجل خروج ما ادري يلا بمشي سلام عليكم. تقول ليش عندك ما ادري ايه؟ قلت لها والله مشغول امي نادتني. اجست بدون ادوس امي نادتني يلا سلام عليكم.
Playing hard to get, I like it.
No, that was خالتي.
Because
she was talking to me with her personal account and with the girl's account. وانا قاعد اصرف خالتي عشان بكلم البنت.
Wow, that's worse, dude. Yeah, keep going.
المهم صرفت خالتي.
Nice. You're like, hey, I'm too busy getting this.
Yeah. ما أدري. المهم كان في حاجة إنك you can appear offline for someone or something. I can't remember the details. I did that shit. Yeah, I did that shit. But I continued to talk with the other one. Okay. المهم وقعدت حكين وطلعت يا الله وبنت عندها أخو واحد أتذكر حالي زي كذا وأبوها ما غير يضربها معنفة قبل التعنيف ما يكون I think
oh my god
من سوشيال ميديا أيوة مدري إيه ولا عندها أخوات ويضربوها ويعذبوها مدري إيه
oh my god
أنا then like it's like what the fuck قاعد أقول لها تسوقين أمها هي قصة سندريلا it was exactly سندريلا قاعدين يضربونها يعنفونها أمها وأخواتها it was something oh, like that تقول لي لا ما أدري إيه وتتريق عليا ينا زعلت منك يا فيصل ما راح أكلمك مرة ثانية and she pulled that shit on me I was like no I was just like it doesn't feel real ما أدري المهم and we continued talking ما أدري إيه and then it was getting too real my man and I feel like
elaborate on too real. Yeah. Let's hear it.
I can't remember. It was getting too real. Obviously,
it was getting real.
It was getting as intense as it could possibly. I mean,
as intense as a 13-year-old wants it to get.
Yeah. I remember it to be. I don't know. One of those. It was probably nothing. We're just talking. Like it was nothing.
Yeah.
As I don't want anyone to sexualize this in any way.
It's 13-year-old intent.
Yeah, like I didn't even know shit. Like I don't know if I blegged by that time or not.
I can't even remember. Somebody calls your if a woman calls your name at that age, you're like, what is happening to my body?
Yeah, that was definitely too much, Asil. And I feel bad laughing about those jokes. I just keep quiet.
But it's true, though. What's so wrong about that? We should be able, like, as a society, we should be able to talk about this shit.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I can remove this, I can bleep it out. I don't mind.
Man, just keep it. We're keeping it real here. I don't know about you.
Unisama.
Anything. That was definitely across the line, but okay, that definitely crossed the line. Anyway, yeah, it was getting intense and shit, and I feel like Khalati thought it was getting out of hand, so just she admitted that it was nice. Her. And
oh,
you know what she did?
That would have been awkward.
She pulled off. She راحت من حسابها وكلمتني.
Oh no!
And I was offline. And she's like, Faisal, أنت قاعد تكلم أحد. I was like, it was so weird. I was like,
why did she do that to you, dude?
And I was like, fuck. Why? Was that you? Like, is that you?
Why?
To be fair, خالتي ما في يعني أصغر خالاتي يعني الفرق بينه وبينها. I think it was like 7 years or something or 10 years. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, or like maybe less than that, maybe like 7, some shit like that. So she was a kid. She was like probably in high school or like early college. So I would expect that from anyone that age to be fucking with kids my age at the time.
But still, so, it's like why? Don't you understand how trauma works?
People? Yeah, and you know what?
Why are you doing this?
My mom knew about that.
I'm so sorry.
Nah, it's all good.
I'm so sorry.
And that's why I never spoke to a girl ever.
Online, I have like a plethora of traumatizing women stories if you want to hear them. But why do you do this to us? Like, let's. Yeah. I'm really kissing the microphone right now, if you can tell, and I'm hugging. I'm whispering into the ears of the loveliest Ahmed. Mithat or Abbas.
Mithat.
معليش عندي صديقتي خير اسمه عباس اسمه عباس دائما لخبطنا سو مدحت احمد واسيل كلام موجه لاسيل بالتحديد
you can't kiss a silly boy
no I'm not kissing her I'm just
Allah getting really close to her ear, and I'm just saying, why?
That's intense.
Why? It's like that scene in Alien where like that alien gets really close to Ripley, and he's like, why? Like,
just don't do that. Like,
why do you do this?
Stop. Stop. Like, stop.
Why do you do this? It's like, I'm not, we just want to be normal human beings. And like, why do you do this? You know?
Asil. I think we need a safe word in this podcast when a joke is getting out of hand or some. I feel like we need a safe
word. Can it be hot mustard?
Hot mustard?
Because that's the sauce I'm dipping my nuggets in.
Ooh, it is hot mustard, sweetheart. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, so do you think you thought that joke was too far?
Huh?
You thought that joke was too far?
No. Generally speaking, because we do get into jokes that are just a bit tiny, teeny bit
you
too
hear
far.
It? Okay. Yeah. I agree. I think it's too far. I think that, you know, it's too far, but I think that's what the people need nowadays. Mm, you know, they need you need someone that can tiptoe around the edge.
Hey, to be honest, Asil, this is towards the end of the episode, so no one is listening this far. Yes. Just say whatever shit you want.
All right, listen up, people. I want to get really nice into the mic. I want you to get snuggly, and I want you to think. I want you to say that, you know, say it to get, say it with me. Like, me and Faisal are imaginary holding hands right now, and we're both extending our arms through the microphone, through the speakers, through your earbuds, around your ear canal, out of your nose, into your hands, and we're holding your hands.
Too detailed, man.
Holding your hands, and we're saying, you know what? Today, I'm going to leave my apartment. I'm going to leave my house. I'm going to leave my comfort zone, and I'm going to make someone smile.
Hmm. You know, about...
That's all you need to do.
Hold on. Talking about comfort zone, okay?
Yeah.
Do you know who the freak is Emilia Fart?
Emilia Fart.
Yes.
Emilia Fart.
Yes.
Emilia Fart.
Yes. Her legal name is Emilia Fart.
I'm more repulsed that her first name is Emilia. If your last name is Fart, you should learn how to top it off
no,
with her first name.
No. She actually changed her last name to be Fart.
Wait, it's by choice?
Yes.
But
so, you don't know who Emilia Fart is. Okay. Let me explain. You know how there are dark sides or corners of the web that you're better off not knowing about?
Yeah, the dimly lit web, right?
Exactly.
It's called the dimly lit web.
Exactly.
Dimly lit web.
I'm about to scar you for life for something that actually exists in the internet.
Okay. Oh, no.
So Emilia Fart is a internet personality that define or... I don't know if it's like, I don't even know how to explain her. I honestly, I don't know where to start. She's fucking weird.
Okay, she's fucking weird.
She knows she's weird.
Mm-hmm.
She accepts and embraces that she's weird.
Okay, Abdullah, if you're listening to this right now.
Yeah.
You can sekr
rajaan. Don't listen to this. Abdullah, tisma. Explicit,
I'm
plus
at you.
18, please.
Yes, I'm looking at you, Abdullah. I'm looking at you. What?
That was me trying to be Abdullah for a second.
Oh, okay.
It failed miserably. Okay.
حسبت إن قاعد أسمع أصوات في عقلي.
Oh.
كمل.
Exactly. That's one of the things that she says. She says, whenever I sleep at night, I hear fucking voices before I go to bed. And she's so weird. So what she does is she gets in front of the camera. She goes into this fucking breakdowns every now and then. She's sometimes genuine. She's sometimes funny. She's weird. She's at points too real. And that's like to the point that you feel like, ah, man, this is too real. Like, I can't watch it. But like you keep watching it, you know. I've known about her for a while now. Okay. And I've watched a couple of her videos early on. But damn, I watched a whole lot yesterday, and it's, I think it broke me, man. It really did break me. So
what happened?
It's too dark. It's too weird. It's something that I wish I just never knew that existed. And for illustration purposes, I just want you to look up Emilia Fart and just see how she looks like.
Okay.
She's too conscious about her looks, so she tries to hide her chin. She thinks she's too fat, so...
Emilia Clark.
Fart. F-A-R-T-U. No.
Emilia Clark.
Emilia Clark. Man.
Okay, there she is.
Just look at the thumbnails. Just look at...
I'm looking at her pictures right
now. That's who she is. That's how she lives. She's somewhat of a shut-in, so she never goes out. And when she does, she goes out like this. Legit. Okay. Man, like, watch one or two of her videos and you would get a sense of it. And I'm going to send you, like, ones to start with. So you can go down the rabbit hole.
I don't think I'm ready. I don't think I'm ready whatsoever.
Man,
this looks intense. This looks like I don't want to make fun of someone, honestly. Especially if she's self-conscious about like the way she looked. If you didn't tell me that she was self-conscious about the way she looked, I would have been
no. And she says it.
Some jokes right now.
No, go for it. She like no, hit up no, jokes no, at herself. Bad. And
she looks like she's a character at that endless footstep in like Dragon Ball Z.
Wallahi, I was about to tell you that.
She looks like she has a mission for you at an MMORPG.
Yes.
She looks like where you level up in Dark Souls.
Although that would be too dark.
Is that too much? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, God, but... yeah, I don't know if I want to watch this, dude.
I'm definitely sending you some videos and you're definitely watching it because we're going to be talking about this next week, inshallah. That's going to be your homework.
I see people like this in Hollywood when I'm walking up and down Hollywood Boulevard because, like I said at the beginning, I'm making a documentary like up and down Hollywood Boulevard. And I see people like this that are like not like very clearly overdressed and just very exuberantly clothed and makeup wise to hide whatever they're hiding, and it's just like kind of like, oh, I feel bad for you.
Like, because, like, man, like when I watch Emilia Fart,
because I hate myself, I'm not gonna pretend like I don't, I fucking hate myself, but it's like, I'm glad that I haven't reached a moment where I'm like, I need to put a mask on, you know.
Yeah, and like, well, I have that exact point, because like, it's when I watch her videos and like she hits with like two real shit, like, man, like, I can clearly see where that went south, you know? I can clearly pinpoint what the issue was. And what the fuck is stopping me from being like that? Obviously, I'm not, like, because like, it comes with a certain. Mental instability. It comes with
isolation too. Yeah, mental instability and isolation. Like if you're isolated, you're more capable of like breaking norms a lot. You know, which is a blessing. Like, which is like to me, like I'm an isolated person, but I still like try to base myself with people that I know. Like you or like my parents or like the people that I know hang out around here, my friends.
Yeah.
And like if you're like to me, being isolated is very conducive to me being creative because like I just find myself in this creative mindset where I can just write, where I can just make, where I can just produce, where I can just like shoot. And it puts me in a good place creatively. But if you isolate yourself within that world a lot, you just lose your compass of – you just lose the – lack of importance you have in the world, and you start taking things way too seriously, way too living within your own infatuated self, because you become self-absorbed. And that's what the movie, like, if you ever seen the movie Taxi Driver by Martin Scorsese, like that person, like that movie is, because I'm like breaking down the movie a lot right now, and it's one of my favorite movies, but that character is this Vietnam vet that has become so self-absorbed that you get to really see how he feels about the city, even though it's not necessarily
the city, you know. It's not necessarily 100% what it is. Yeah. But you get to see him, like, because of his self-absorption, he feels almost like a prophet. And he goes down a rabbit hole that he can't come back from, you know. And that is resonated in the movie, but I don't want to over-talk about Taxi Driver.
No, yeah.
But it is the idea of, like, being self-absorbed, you know. Like, the self-conscious thing, like... Not a lot of people are thinking about what she's thinking, mostly, you know?
Yeah.
Not a lot of people, but it is easy to look at that if you, you know, self-indulge, mm-hmm. you know? But that's just me.
No, I definitely get that, and I see where you're coming from, because, like, isolation is something that I've went through, honestly. Mm-hmm. Choice or no choice, it's mm-hmm. something that I went through. But it's like, yeah, if you ask me, I identify at least as an introvert, so mm-hmm. I do need me that alone time, like when especially when I'm working, mm-hmm. whether it be it's like my creative outlet or like at work, even at work. And that's something that I'm struggling with, you know. I can't focus around people. Mm-hmm. And our office, at least, I'm working from a client's office right now, but like our my actual office that I work from is an open office. It looks nice, you know, but it like cubicles do not look nice, but it doesn't have that seclusion. Is that mm-hmm. the right word to say here? You know. Mm-hmm. ما تحس نفسك الحالك. I end up sometimes like just booking or reserving a meeting room for the entire day when I have something that I really need to work on, instead of like dicking around day, which most days that's what I do. But you know, it's a struggle for me. When I even do that at home, like when you're by yourself for too long, like I think it's healthy to mm-hmm. be by yourself for some time and just think things through and just not try to distract yourself from who you mm-hmm. are and from your actual deep thoughts. Mm-hmm. But don't make that the rule, if that makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
يعني القاعدة انك like we are social beings, you know? الانسان من الانس
يعني. Yeah, yeah.
النسيان وال
Yeah, and you're always like, if you're living in that weird self-absorbed, like, I agree with you that being isolated is very, to me and you, it's very helpful, because I do find myself writing and, like, producing a lot more quality when I'm isolated, right? But it's also, like, really important to learn how to share unfinished products, because I feel like that's the problem with creative work and even program work, is like you want it to be the best it could be, mm-hmm. and you're afraid of showing people the process, because that's like a sin. That's like, oh, people know that I take shitty pictures. It's like a lot of film photographers that I follow shoot on film, and they don't show a lot of people their contacts page, which is the page where you get to see the entire roll of film and what's in this roll of film and what isn't. Mm-hmm. And you get to see all the other pictures that lead to said goal, like that moment, that picture that you've mm-hmm. gotten that is the picture of the roll or whatever. And if you don't show people like unfinished like work, or just like try to be more honest about what you're doing, you always get lost up your own ass, I feel like, you know? Because, like, whenever I'm shooting something, working on something, and I'm editing it, I'm starting to get into this muscle where, like, let me just show people. Because, like, if I don't show people, if I'm just stuck in my creative bottom,
No, please. أصيل وللحلقة الثانية على التوالي برنامج تسجيل الصوت عنده كرش.
Yeah. what Uncle Asael was saying is
second time in
go
a row.
Go out.
Second time in a row, man.
Have a pint of Barbican and share it with your friends. I don't know. Like, don't like, don't sit like in a room alone and just self-indulge, like, you know, little Asil here with his sunglasses and his mountains of chicken nuggets.
اسمع خلاص يلا عندك شيء ولا حسن قفل؟
لا ما عندي شيء, بروح اسوي اديتنج دحين.
اوكي يلا حتى انا بروح اسوي اكل بسوي اكل
بسوي اكل ما ادري اسمي الحلقه ايش اللي قلت, ايش كمان قلت؟ اكسبتد ولا
كسبنا؟
كسبتها كسبتها ولا اسميها بسوي اكل؟
Man, do whatever shit you want. Let's just wrap up.
Okay, man.
I want to talk to you about Anchor and Spotify, but let's just leave that for
next episode. Oh, you're right. الحلقة الجاية خلاص شباب. الحلقة الجاية واسيل. الحلقة الجاية راح نتكلم عن الايربودز. لا حد يخاف.
خلاص بإذن الله.
سلام.
سلام.